This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Thousands more flight cancellations already this morning as many Americans try to get somewhere this holiday week. The AP's Julie Walker on Southwest Airlines continuing troubles after that monster storm.
Some Southwest customers sleeping in airports, others taking rental cars, buses, and rebooking.
We just decided to buy tickets on American. We paid $1,400.
Danielle Zanin spent 4 days getting home to Illinois from Albuquerque with her husband and two young children.
Now I have to explain why we're missing Christmas and what's happening with Santa and presents.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway.
But Zanin vows,
I will probably never get on another flight with them.
Southwest saying they'll reimburse customers for expenses.
And in Buffalo, hit so hard by the storm,
National Guard troops are going door to door to check on residents in parts of Buffalo where people lost power.
The AP's Donna Warder. More than 36 deaths have been reported in western New York from the blizzard that raged Friday and Saturday across much of the country. Air raids sounded across Ukraine this morning. A massive Russian missile attack, says Ukraine. This morning, Russia is calling Ukraine's idea of a peace summit with the UN mediating a publicity stunt by Washington, which Moscow says is trying to make Ukraine look like a peacemaker. A huge fire that lasted more than 12 hours in a Cambodian hotel casino has killed at least 16 people and injured about 50 others, say authorities. No word yet on a cause. Near Seoul, South Korea, a freight train collided with a bus, causing a fire that killed at least 5 people, 37 others injured. No word yet on what caused that. Gas is $3.15 a gallon this morning, up 5 cents in a week. This is AP News. And now to the Female Athlete of the Year.
For the second time, swimmer Katie Ledecky has been selected as the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year. Ledecky edged out American track star Sydney McLaughlin.
A great honor. I know there have been so many great athletes that have won this honor.
After last year's Tokyo Olympics, Ledecky shifted coast to train from California to Florida and was a standout in this year's World Championships.
I don't regret taking that on. I'm really pleased that I was able to do that and able to win the 1500 for the first time for women and come away with some golds and silvers.
Ledecky won her first of 7 Olympic gold medals in 2012 when she was 15.
Whether the time shows it or not, I think I still have some really great swims in me.
Ledecky is focusing squarely on the 2024 Paris Games. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.